and welcome to the Tech and Toast podcast. We simplify the way you buy and manage your hospitality tech. You can click through to techontoast.community where you can search our marketplace, attend our events, grab your free tech audit, and we will help you visualize your tech stack as you grow into 2024. Meanwhile, summer in Australia.
Hey, Louis, do you think we should sponsor the Tech on Toast podcast? I mean, I really like Chris and I really like what it's all about.
Yeah, I think that's a ripper idea, LP. It's a perfect fit for what we do at Red Cat.
I mean, I agree. I'm just not sure how we get our message across around, like, Red Cat specializing in multi-site groups, you know, like cafe groups and fast casual groups and QSRs and all that.
Maybe we mention some of our customers like Nando's in Australia, New Zealand, the restaurants at the Aussie Open, Boost Juice International. I mean, they've got over 700 sites.
Hang on. I think that was the sponsors. This is the Tech on Toast podcast. Enjoy the show. Welcome to the next episode of the Tech on Toast podcast. And this week, I'm delighted to be joined by Nicholas Ferrari. Did I get that right?
Perfect.
Perfect. Good. UKMD and Chief International Officer at Brigad. How are you?
Hi, Chris. I'm great. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very good. And welcome to a festive BrewDog. We have a Christmas tree up and some lights, which is the first time I've seen that this year. So, yeah, it's coming. Christmas is on its way. And how long have you... We were just chatting off air. You haven't been in the UK long, have you? Or as in living in the UK.
No,
how long have you been here?
Exactly. I've just been here for 2 months.
Wow.
In the UK. Yeah, so basically just moving with my family, wife and kids. Super happy to be
here.
How
old are your kids?
My kids are 7, 4, and 1. So it's a bit of a challenge to move them to the UK.
Yeah, yeah.
But they love it. They
the
love
7-year-old
it.
Is cool probably and, stretching between friends because they've built those relationships up back at home.
Exactly. But honestly, they're super excited as well. So
okay, cool. So, and you've been here like 2 months already, haven't you? You've been...
Yes, exactly. So I've been at Brigad for 5 years. I think we'll talk about Brigad more, but I've been at Brigad for 5 years. Took this new job at Brigad 2 months ago, focusing on internationalization and the UK specifically. But Brigad has been in the UK for more. We started in the UK in 2018, 5 years ago. We had an office here pre-COVID, so I was also like, you know, coming to the UK
it's
a lot.
It's not far anyway, is it? We're talking what?
It's 2 hours.
How do you travel? Do you fly or do you use the train?
No, Eurostar.
Eurostar.
Eurostar is definitely the best option.
Yeah.
And definitely the best option. It's fast, reliable, you know, green.
It's very, very rare that people say that about our transport in the UK, fast and reliable. But I agree, actually. I was working with Deliveract and we used to go over to Ghent on the Eurostar.
Yeah.
And it was actually a really nice way to travel.
It is.
Just a lovely way. And then you get onto the European trains and it's slightly different because it's crazy. Like you said, I couldn't understand where I was going. So it was good fun. But look, tell us about Brigad. Tell us, let's take us right back to the start. Kind of, what is it? What does it do? And for anyone listening in, how can you help them? I suppose that's a threefold question for you to start.
Yeah, sure. So Brigad is an app, super simple. It's basically an app that connects hospitality businesses with the most skilled hospitality freelancers for short-term missions. So you are a restaurant, a pub, a caterer, event company, you need a chef, a cook, a waiter for 2 days or three. You just go on the app, select the kind of skills you're looking for, and then your mission will be created and sent to the most qualified people for the mission, and they're completely free to accept it or decline it. So it's been live for 6 years now, first in France and then pretty fast in the UK. Actually, we started in the UK in 2018, going super well. It was obviously going super well before COVID.
Yes.
COVID was, you know, a challenging time for us, like just like everyone in hospitality, of course. And then recovering super fast after COVID as well.
Okay. And if I'm a worker then, so if I'm, a freelancer, and I'm a chef is probably a good one to pick, I can basically exist on the platform and put my skills out there? Or how does it work? How do I connect with the brands that are looking for me?
Yes, exactly. So you would sign up on the platform. You would go through an onboarding process where we basically understand the skills and experience that you have and make sure that you receive missions that actually fit your skill set. So typically we want to make sure that, you know, if you're a waiter, you will not receive missions for cook or chef, for instance, and the other way around. And then you'll receive missions for that are posted by businesses, and you're completely free to accept them or decline them. Then you work the mission, and then you get paid the week after the mission.
Wow, so you pay quite quickly then.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest advantages. Like, there are many reasons why people do that. The first one is freelancing. They want to take control on their lives again by becoming freelancers, and I think we can talk a bit more about that later. And then the second one is the app. Super easy to use. You connect on the app. You receive between 5 and 15 missions a day, so there's a lot of choice. And then the third one is payment. You receive good pay plus you're paid on a weekly basis, which makes a big difference.
Wow, that the payment thing is really huge, right? Because I think I was talking to James from BrewDog here about TipJar and talking about accessing funds quickly.
Yeah.
And I think that's really huge for hospitality workers that they can actually get to their money, because sometimes when it's held back for 2-3 weeks, whatever, it becomes, all of a sudden that role doesn't become as attractive to them anymore.
Yes, it is. And so that's why we don't limit ourselves to connecting businesses and talents. We really try to put, like, you know, a whole set of services around this connection, payment being one. So it's very easy for businesses to pay, and it's very easy for freelancers to get paid, and they get paid on a weekly basis, which makes, as I said, a big difference for them.
And you mentioned freelancers, and it's, I suppose it's quite uncommon, that phrase within hospitality. Like, I do marketing freelance work for certain tech brands, right? So that's, but that's quite a common thing. There's probably 1,000 of me, probably all better than me as well. but in hospitality, it's quite an uncommon phrase, I suppose. Is that, would you agree? Or
yeah, it is quite new, at least in France and in the UK. If you go to the Netherlands, for instance, you have, I think, 50% of the workers in the Netherlands in hospitality are freelancers. So it really depends on the countries. But in the UK and France, it's quite new. And it really goes back to the reason why Brigade was created. So in 2016, Florent, one of the co-founders of Brigade, he owned a restaurant in Paris. And he realized two things. The first one was, he realized how hard it was for businesses to find reliable staff, and especially last minute. And the second one, the second thing he realized was that workers in that industry were passionate workers, but they wanted to take the control back on their lives.
Yeah.
And that's what freelancing offers. And so, as you say, freelancing is more known for, let's say, white collar kind of jobs,
yeah,
recruitment, marketing, product, tech, all these kind of jobs. And we thought, why couldn't we introduce freelancing for what we call deskless workers. And the same way a marketer could decide not to be an employee but to take control in their professional life, we think a waiter or a chef or a cook or chef de party could have the same choice and decide to take the control back on their lives. And that's what the Brigade mission is about, to make sure that we change the rules of the game and we give the power to these freelancers.
And I think that's what they want, right? Because even back when I worked in ops a long time ago, that actually the reason I chose hospitality is because I wanted to do other things at the time. So I was happy to, and we were in Hard Rock Cafe, we used to call it a side gig. You know, you can come rock up, do a 2 days a week, and then go and do whatever. If you're going to be a lawyer, if you're going to do medicine, whatever else you're going to do in your life, if you're going to be a rock star. But it really fitted. But I think you're formalizing that, right? And you're turning that choice into a...
Yeah, to be clear, we really focus. So our onboarding process is very strict. So we make sure that we vet the top 10% of the workers in the industry. Because it's very important for a business when they post a mission to make sure that they will be matched with a person who has the right skill sets and can also adapt, you know, come to the place and basically work day one without any training, etc. So we really take the best of the best. And so it's not about like a student making, you know, gig shifts overnight, like during the weekend or night hours. It's really about professionals who decide to change their lives. So they've been in the industry for, I can think of a chef that we know very well in London. His name is Clive. He's been a chef for 20 years. He decided to become a freelancer and because he wanted to take control again on his life and also to fund an entrepreneurial project that he just launched.
So he's like a limited company, right? He's like his own...
He's a sole trader. They're sole traders.
Yeah.
They're sole traders. They don't have a limited company. They're sole traders. But yeah, that's how it works. And so it's not just for like, it's not for students.
Yeah, you know, so it's more professional,
it's really like professional,
right?
Professional, but just like you said, for marketing, you know, like people have been in marketing for 10 years, being employed either by agencies or by whatever companies, and then they decide to become their own boss and to become freelancers and get their own clients and develop their business. And that's the same, we think, the same way a chef de party could do that.
I love that, because you would think of mixologists on the bar, you think of chefs. They are creatives, right? They're like people who design websites or do any, you know, design logos or whatever. They are creatives, and I think that's what you're doing, is push them back into that bracket where I suppose it's correct for hospitality, right? It doesn't really matter about, does it really matter about the industry as long as the employees are happy?
Yeah.
You know, as in, so that, how do the I suppose the restaurant brands and the hotel brands feel about that? What's the kind of feedback you get from them when you tell them what you're doing?
Yeah, the feedback has been amazing, honestly. For the, you know, we've been in business for 6 years and the feedback is amazing. We have more than 5,000 businesses using us, and so it's restaurants, pubs, catering companies, event companies, etc. And they say we solve a few things. The first one we solve is flexibility. So hospitality businesses need flexibility a lot.
Always.
And so, you know, today is Tuesday morning. Maybe you need someone tonight, tomorrow morning, tomorrow for lunch service, etc. It's a bit last minute. And it takes literally like 30 seconds to post a mission on the app and you have nothing else to do. So that's the first thing. The second thing is the quality of staff. Because as I said, actually freelancing attracts the best people in the industry. You know, when you become a freelancer, you basically take an element of risk because you won't be an employee anymore, so you don't know how much money you're going to make next month.
And you're kind of putting yourself out there, aren't you, saying that I'm not better than everyone else, but I'm saying that I've got a reputation or I've done a certain amount of my career that
you're
puts
building,
me...
You're building your own business and your client base. So only the best people do that. And as I said, we also make sure that we only vet the best people in the industry. So there is really an element of quality compared to like traditional players, traditional agencies, etc. And then the last thing is it basically takes all the admin burden out of them, like payment, invoicing, etc. Like the platform takes care of everything basically. So so the feedback is amazing, and we think now is a good time to even to accelerate even more in the UK, and so that's why I'm here.
And
building a team here.
And I think, you know, we on my other company, Atollo, works with a couple of sister companies who are recruitment agencies and whatnot. And I know that there is a huge thirst for jobs still, and that flexibility more than anything, that actually people, I think off the back of COVID, do want their own choice. And I think what you're talking about this next level of professionals who sit amongst the industry, who can really control what they're doing. And when you talk about vetting, how does that work? What is that? So if I come and apply, how am I going to get through or not?
So first you will apply. We'll ask you a series of questions so that you can detail your experience, say you know, what kind of jobs you worked in the past, how long, with which kind of businesses. And then we have a 20-minute interview where we basically check your skills. And it's actually quite easy to do it on the phone. I mean, like if I ask you, how to do a caipirinha, and you've never done it.
Honestly, I'm going to get found out really quick.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to find out super fast. So it's not very difficult to find where the right skills for you are. And then we have certain criteria in terms of minimum required experience per job. So typically, if you're going to be a chef on Brigade, you need to show that you've been a successful chef for 2 years before that. And then we basically make sure that, and so basically, we select, we vet 10% of the people who sign up to Brigade. And then the second step is, if I'm a business and I'm posting a mission, basically when we onboard you, we will give you specific skills, we call them tags in our own language, to make sure that this mission will be sent or not to you depending on who you are, your skills, your experiences, etc. So you will only receive missions that correspond to what you are, what you can do, and what you will perform. We want to put everyone in the best position. We want to make sure businesses are matched with the best talents, and we want to make sure the freelancers do missions where they can perform. The goal is not, you know, for you to go to a place and do a bad job and have a bad experience, etc. So it's really like quality is really the priority number one of what we do, both for businesses and freelancers.
And what kind of volume am I looking at? So from two sides, from the operator side where they're recruiting for the flexible workforce, what kind of volume can so if I'm like you say, 24 hours, is that too soon, or is it possible you'll find someone?
Yeah, so the typical mission is posted a day in advance.
Really?
But you can post up to 4 hours in advance. 98% of the missions are actually matched with a freelancer.
Wow.
And the typical mission is 2 to 3 days.
That's amazing.
Yeah, because actually, I think that's a key strength that we have. We talked a lot about why people do that, become freelancers. And I'm actually happy to say we're probably one of the only players in the industry who doesn't have any issue finding stuff.
That's okay.
You know, we have thousands of freelancers signing up every month. So we don't really have problems finding stuff, because I think COVID accelerated that trend, actually. People want to take control of their life again, and that's what we offer.
And I like the way you're doing it, because it's not elitist as such, but you are vetting the community, saying, look, you have to be at a certain level to be able to comply for the missions that we're going to have come on board. And I think that gives you a level of people want to be there, you know? People kind of want to be part of that,
exactly,
because not everyone gets in.
The reason for that is it's not an open platform. Like an open platform is, Airbnb is an open platform.
Yeah.
You go on Airbnb, you see hundreds of houses, and then you select the one you like.
Yeah.
Right? Brigade is a closed platform. So as a business, you will say, I need a cook or a chef for 2 days, and we won't show you like 100 CVs, and then it's for you to select. We'll tell you, this person accepted the mission, and he or she is the best person for the mission.
Yeah, so it's not like you're going through another whole process after that.
Exactly, which means you're going to save a lot of time. But of course, as a business, you need to trust the fact that we selected the person the right way, right? So so that's why the vetting process and the connection process are so important.
I love that. And the words I kept, I was talking to Sophie, one of your colleagues, and we were talking about a blended workforce.
Yes.
And we're talking about you guys are really encouraging that. What does that actually mean, and what... I suppose, I think you've explained a little bit there how you're driving that to happen.
Yes, yeah, we like to talk about blended workforce because, so of course, we strongly believe that what we're building is the future of hospitality. But when we say that, we don't mean that businesses are not going to have employees anymore in the future. Of course, they're going to continue to have employees. And I remember one day I was talking to a business in France and he was saying to me, you know what, I love Brigade so much that I basically, not 100% of my staff front of house is from Brigade.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not sure that's the right thing to do. You should have your employees because they're the ones actually, you know, maintaining your company culture, your quality of service in the long term, et cetera, et cetera. So that's for sure. But at the same time, as we said before, there is a strong need for flexibility in hospitality. You have seasonality, maybe some days are more busy than others, et cetera, et cetera. So typically, if you need between, let's say, 7 and 10 people, depending on the weekdays, why would you employ 10 people full-time? You know, that's going to increase your cost base a lot as a business. Plus, it's not the best experience for employees because they're not going to have like a very busy day and not super exciting day.
Yeah.
So you'd rather have like 7 employees and then manage the peaks with flexible staff, with freelancers, and then maybe one day one of the 7 employees will be sick for a week and you can find someone to replace him for a week as well. But so, yeah, blended workforce is really this new way of managing your workforce with a mix of full-time employees and freelancers. And by the way, back to what we were saying before, that's exactly what tech product marketing companies do.
Yeah.
You know, we're a tech company. We have full-time tech developers, full-time product managers and product designers, but we also work with freelancers.
Yeah, of course.
Because we will have like a specific project on which we need a specific skill, for example.
I think that's the most interesting part to me about all of this, that sometimes you just need a different skill or either a different level of skill or a skill you don't have in your team. And it's interesting the way you talk about blended workforce because I've run lots of restaurant teams in my past. And sometimes you might have 10 players in the team, but the reality is probably two really match what you need at that because the business changes. And I think to have that flexibility to be able to flex up or flex down on your team, I think is absolutely crucial.
Yeah, or you have a specific event on a weekend and you need a cocktail bartender and you don't have one, for instance.
Yeah.
No, exactly. So you're also looking for specific skills. That's super important.
And you get lots of referrals then, I imagine, through both sides, actually, through the guys who are becoming freelancers. Are they saying to their friends, look,
yeah,
this is the amount of work I'm getting. Is that happening?
Yeah, it's happening a lot. So there are a lot of things happening. So we have a lot of referrals like that, for sure. We also have a lot of referrals happening on the platform because after every mission, both the freelancer and the business can review each other. It's not a public review. We don't use it to publicly say who's good and not good.
Yeah, you don't want to beat people down.
No, but we use it to actually always improve how we connect the best businesses and the best freelancers so that the mission goes well. And so the more information we have about our users, the easier it is. And so typically we have what we call the rework system, which is after a mission, both parties, the freelancer and the business, can say, yes, I want to work again with this business or with this person. And the businesses can also put the people, the freelancers, in the list of favorites to make sure that the following missions will be sent in priority to these people. And then you can basically start to build, you know, your pool of freelancers that you work with on a regular basis.
I think it's a lot about education, right? It's about terminology and education. And I use Upwork for, got a free, but I don't use anybody at Upwork. I use a guy called Emmanuel who does all my website design, all my kind of, and I love him, but I don't want to hire him, right? Yeah. I just, I can't afford him full time. I don't need him full time, but I love.
And probably he doesn't want you to hire
him. Yeah, he doesn't either. No, he's always doing everything.
You should ask him.
No offense. But, yeah. But it's true. And I think he really likes his flexibility. He's a creative. He just wants to step in, but he enjoys also working for us. And I think that relationship's really great. It's quite an interesting dynamic. I actually value him more than some of my, it sounds terrible, but more of my full-time employees because he ticks specific boxes at specific times. And I think that's what you're giving with Brigade, that people can actually come in and go, say, let's call him, what was the chef, Clive? So Clive can come in and actually do that particular thing which we can't get done on that day we need him. I think it's crucial.
No, exactly. And again, as I said before, we're not building this to say it's the end of employment. I honestly don't believe in that. And I think all businesses should have their own base of full-time employees. But freelancers bring flexibility, specific skills, and a lot of good surprises. Good surprises in the end. Because,
and do they use them regularly then, like you were saying about the rework part? They will come back to Clive, for instance, again because they liked what he did? Or
yeah, so it really depends on... you mean with the same freelancer?
Yeah.
So, the favorite system is used a lot by businesses. Because it's great, because basically you can build your own pool of 10, 20, 30 freelancers you like to work with on a regular basis. Cool. And they know the place. it's easier to onboard them when they arrive because they've been here before.
Yeah.
They know the team already. So that's something which is used a lot. And when a business starts on Brigade, we actually help them build this favorite list so that they understand how it works, and we connect them with the best available freelancers so that they can then add them to the list of favorites.
So that's one of the questions I always ask about, freelancers coming in, the culture piece, the onboarding piece. How hard is that to do when you're bringing in these people, or do they have a level of experience that actually doesn't require as much legwork from you guys?
Exactly. So it's a very good question because we have it a lot from businesses.
That was the first thing I would ask if I was paying you.
Exactly. This person doesn't know my place. Like, how can I make sure he will be here at 10 o'clock, and how can I make sure at 11 o'clock he's running my business, basically. And so the answer is, that's also one of the reasons why we only take experienced people. And I don't believe, for any job, by the way, if you want to do marketing, you've never done any marketing in your life, like starting as a freelancer, not sure is the best idea.
No.
Go to a company or a marketing agency, get some experience, and then you'll be a better freelancer. Same here, and that's one of the reasons why we only take experienced people, because it requires experience to actually go to a new business and do a good job from day one to make sure that then the person will be willing to work with you again. As a business, you don't want to pay someone to train him for one day so that he will perform on the second day. You see, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. And I think, are you finding that, because you don't really have competitors, do you? I mean, there's lots of agencies and people in London, I'm sure. But is there anyone doing what you're doing in particular with freelancers?
Not really. We're actually the first one in Europe to build this model. By the way, in France, we operate in hospitality and healthcare. We only operate in hospitality in the UK for now.
I can imagine healthcare being really suitable for this as well.
Yeah, exactly. So as I said, in other countries in Europe, you have similar freelancing is actually quite developed. I'm thinking of the Netherlands. So you have platforms over there. But in France and in the UK, we're actually the first ones to bring this model. In the UK, basically, your hospitality business, you need flexible staff. You will either go to zero-hour contracts or agency workers. And both solutions... You won't get the best people with these solutions.
No.
Because, you're the best chef in the UK. Why would you work for an agency, or why would you work zero-hour contracts? That's not building a career with that.
Yeah.
As a freelancer, as we said before, you take control on your life again. You decide when and where you're going to work. You can actually also progress in your career. That's probably something we should talk about. You take control on your life again. And it's like any job, becoming your own boss, basically.
Yeah, and I think what you just mentioned there about building your career, right? Rebuilding your career, I suppose, because maybe you've worked for some companies for a while and you're coming out to do your own thing. And it's like anyone who's built their own self-employed company that actually, it's like baby steps, isn't it, to start building again and start really kind of projecting and taking control of your career. And I presume you're seeing 3, 4, 5 people a day who are kind of doing that.
Yeah, exactly. And that's one of the biggest reasons why people stay with Brigade. It's because it really accelerates their career. So do you learn faster spending 2 years in the same place or doing, 25 missions in 25 different places in 2 years?
Of course,
you learn faster, working in 25 different businesses. And so one thing we've done is we created a program which is called Level Up, the Level Up program. And so let's say you start, for example, as a runner, and you do super well. Your first 10 missions are rated 5 stars, very good comments and reviews from the businesses. They want to work with you again, etc. At some point, we'll tell you, after 6 months, we'll tell you, you're doing a great job on Brigade. Why don't you start as a waiter or as a senior waiter? Let's give it a try for 3 or 5 missions, see how it works. And if it works well, then we will give you this new skill on the platform, and you can grow. And we've seen people growing the ladder of skills like that very fast. Because they learn very fast. And also because I think in this job, the most important skill are actually the soft skills.
Yeah.
If you're a good runner, motivated, wants to learn, et cetera, good customer service, then you will progress very fast. So it's not that much about the experience, but more about the soft skills and how much you want to.
It because when I started my own business, I didn't have most people will come out of their full-time job and maybe keep 2 days a week in that job as their self-employment for a bit of a safety net. But a lot don't have that opportunity, right? They come out and they're kind of like, right, where do I start? I need to go and market myself. But Brigade does that, right? It's like your safety net, especially when you're starting your freelancing career. You kind of got that there to rely on and stay with, right? I presume people... What kind of length of service do you get from a freelancer? How long do they hang around with you for? Or are you still too young to know how long they will hang around?
No, they stay very long. They stay very, very long. So we... They stay long, and also what we see a lot is, and we like that, it increases the level of flexibility. So we see freelancers, we have freelancers who've been here with us since the beginning, since 2018 in the UK. Clive has been with us for 5 years now.
Love that.
And so they stay a lot, because as I said, they see a lot of diversity. It increases diversity in their job, in their weekly routine. One day I will work in a traditional restaurant, the next day a pub, the following day for an event.
Yeah.
And also I'm learning faster, and so it really accelerates my career. Then it also increases flexibility, because we're completely fine with that. Some people will do that for a year, then maybe find a great restaurant they want to work with as an employee for a year, and then they will come back on Brigade, you know? And we see it a lot, actually. We see a lot of people actually starting with Brigade, going back to working as an employee, then coming back to Brigade again. That's something that happens.
And I think self-employment or freelancing, whatever you want to call it, is a bit of a drug. Like, I think it's something that once you're into it, that flexibility, you never get it back by going to employment. You kind of think, even in the new world where after COVID everyone kind of works from home or whatever, you can't do that in hospitality, right? You're in. And I think it's really interesting. I'd love to get your opinion on what do you think about the labour market generally in the UK? Because France is very different, right, in terms of laws, I suppose, in terms of labour laws. But do you think our market's a bit dusty and a bit old in the way we behave in hospitality anyway?
Yeah, it's a good question. So to be honest, the first thing is, I don't think there are massive differences.
Yeah.
You know, a restaurant is a restaurant, a waiter is a waiter, a cook is a cook. So, I mean, honestly, and I like to tell my team, like, don't think about the differences. First, think of what's in common. We have a great product. Yeah. And if it works in one country, it should work in another one. That being said, of course, there are differences, you're right. I think a main difference in hospitality that I see, and I see it changing slightly, is that in France, hospitality has always been seen as a career.
Yes.
You go to university, you learn hospitality jobs, there are specific schools, etc. And then it's really a career that you do. And I think in the UK, it was often seen as, you know, poor jobs done mostly by foreigners, etc. And it's not really seen as a great career opportunity. Or at least it was not in the past.
Yeah.
And it's changing a little bit, and I think the new generation of chefs, being like, you know, more in the media, etc., like Gordon Ramsay, etc., help a lot with that. So I really see this changing, and I really hope it's going to continue changing. I was attending a few events recently and a few talks, and I really liked to hear, I remember someone from UK hospitality saying that it was like the challenge number one in the hospitality industry to change the way business owners and business managers were thinking about their employees and about career building.
Yep,
and
sure.
I think, yeah, that's something which is very important. If you want to make sure that people choose this career, stay in hospitality for the long term, we really need to consider them as, okay, you want to start a career in hospitality, there are a lot of opportunities, I'm going to help you navigate the industry and train yourself, become better, take new opportunities, etc.
Yeah, and I think...
like an HR view, basically.
Yeah, and I think chefs have... their value has always been top level. So, you know, I worked at Carluccio's for 8 years and we had fresh food every day. And the value of those guys and girls that used to work for me, I don't think we appreciated it, but I don't think we really appreciated it because we lost so many, right? Because they were so good, they could pick where they wanted to work. And I think that particular part of the market, the chef market, has been and will be a challenge for at least another few years. And I think it's about encouraging, like you say, people to come in and stay. But what I love is that you guys are almost giving permission to these people with skills to say, do you know what? We've kind of done our bit, as in we've done our rookie bit at the start, but now we're ready to go and help lots of businesses, not just one. And you think when they're on site, they're probably helping those other kids or the people that are working around them in the kitchens and on the floor with their experience.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, the fact that if someone goes in there, so if Clive, for instance, goes into a business and works today, and he doesn't normally work there, the other people around him that day are only going to benefit from Clive being there.
Of course.
This is an additional benefit to freelancing because you can pick him up and put him down, but also nick a bit of their experience while they're there.
Yeah, exactly. So my background is with marketplaces. So I used to work for Airbnb before working with Brigade. So what I love with platforms and marketplaces is really like the power of connection.
Yeah.
Like how much connecting people who didn't know each other like an hour before can... How many opportunities this creates for both sides of the platform, actually. And we have so many great stories. And I think that's the main thing that we create. We create connections between super skilled workers who want to become self-employed, take control of their lives, and hospitality businesses who need, you know, additional skills, flexibility, etc., and need to have the best people come to their place to work. And yeah, these connections are so meaningful. I think it really creates a big difference for both businesses and talents.
I love that. It's hospitality, right? It's all about connections.
It is, exactly.
And I suppose, what is the future like? You've been here yourself 2 months. Brigade's been around for, did you say 5 years?
5 years.
Five years. So what is the next, I suppose, let's not go too far into the future, but next 12 months, is it just really getting into the UK market?
Yeah, the UK market is huge, so it's just the beginning for us. We've been here for a few years, but I must say that, you know, post-COVID was kind of a restart for us.
Yeah.
So now we now have a few thousand businesses using us. We have 10,000 freelancers on the platform. We only operate in London area for now, but we're going to open more cities in the future in the UK. And the plan is really to, expand, focusing on three things. Number one thing is we talked a lot about quality during this discussion, and I want to continue reinforce that to make sure that both that the connections we create are at the highest level of quality for both the freelancers and the businesses. So that's number one. Number two is continue to expand our increase the size of our community of freelancers to make sure that as we grow, we continue to have more than 95% of the missions being accepted by a freelancer. That's very important for businesses.
Yeah.
And the third one is, and that's the reason I'm super happy to be here today, is branding and communication, making sure that when new model, as you said, it requires a bit of explanation. And so making sure that we're very clear on our brand, on what we do, and we continue to differentiate ourselves from all the traditional players in the industry, and that what Brigade brings is very clear for all the players in the industry. So that will be really the focus for the next month. And the market is huge because, for now, our businesses are we started mostly with independent businesses or small groups, and the more we grow, the more we start working with bigger groups in pub groups, restaurant groups, catering companies, and so that will be a big part of the game in the coming weeks and months to convince more of these groups to actually start using Brigade for their sites.
No, I love that. We will do our part on brand awareness. We'll do our best for you. And I think what would be really interesting to introduce you the guys at Atollo as well, who are our sister company, that because they are dealing with all those people you're talking about, which would be really interesting for you. But we can talk about that off air. But anyway, look, thank you very much for coming
in.
Welcome to the UK or welcome to London. And what are you doing for Christmas? Are you staying here or are you heading home? Or
a bit of both.
Yeah,
staying a bit before Christmas, especially enjoy the atmosphere. And, you know, Christmas is such a big thing in the UK, so
yes,
super happy to be here before Christmas and then joining my family in France, because Christmas is obviously a family thing, so I couldn't be in the UK, not join them. They would be very angry at me.
I hear you. I've got to go, not as far actually, Liverpool, but actually it's probably as far if you go on the train. Really nice to meet you. How do people get hold of you if they want to find out more about Brigade?
So first you can go to the website brigade.co, so brigade.co.
Thank you.
They can also send me an email. I guess my name will be on the...
Yeah, well, we'll put it on the marketplace. You can find you guys on the marketplace. It'll be underneath there. But on the copy, we'll also share your contact details. And they can find you on LinkedIn, right?
Yeah, of course. Nicolas Ferrari, Brigade. You should find me. And Ferrari with a Y at the end.
Yeah, I was going to say, they'll all be asking, does he drive one? Not yet. You need to sign up.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks very much. Have a great day. And
thank
nice
you, Chris.
To meet you.
Have Cheers. A good day. Thank you. Bye.